listen to it.
I'll listen to this recording afterwards. You can just sit there.
Right. No,
it's only for my notes. Oh, no, okay. Because I'm trying to just formulate a theory here. So while we were chatting, you're basically just consider yourself to be a normal kind of domestic kind of person. Kids, yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't go out of your way to do anything.
I do my recycling.
Yeah.
And I try and buy all my meat. Well, I say all my meat, most of my meat from the farm shop. Yeah, I go to the supermarket and I'll see offers and I think, yeah, like the three, you know, buy three for two. So, yeah, I would put that in my trolley.
But if I said to you that if I got you to read the newspapers and a couple of articles and said, look, you know, the deforestation and is changing the planet, that it's affecting the environment, that we overfish our fish stocks, that eating meat is a very unsustainable way to live, and that in reality the only way that you could really be completely ethical and sustainable and actually, you know, make a difference, a major, you know, a difference to the planet is to be vegan and cut out meat, cut out dairy, would you consider, having been told that our planet is under threat, would you go home and change the way you eat?
I would probably change parts of it, but I would be thinking, well, how can I make such a difference? You know, it's got to be en masse, you know. Me just changing a few things, fine, but changing exactly everything and going vegan, it's not going to really do that much. So I'd have to see hard facts and think, God, that's actually going to affect me on a daily basis.
If you were to be shown recipes that... or there was a way of sort of showing you how to eat your normal everyday food as ethically and sustainable as possible. So your usual kind of fare.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be interested in finding out more about it?
I would, yes. But I wouldn't want it to cost more money. I wouldn't mind paying a bit more money, but...
What about time or effort?
I don't mind that if you're going to get the rewards, but it depends how much time we're talking. If you're talking like an extra couple of hours for one dish, then no, I wouldn't be interested.
So you really need to have a way of looking at your everyday food that is more ethical, more sustainable, but that just fits in.
Yeah, because I think, you know, time is a, you know, yeah, I probably have more time than most, but, you know, cooking doesn't really interest me. I just want to put good tasty food on the table, nutritious food.
So what kind of things would you cook when you go home with this week? What's on the menu?
Got beef stir fry tonight.
Yeah.
Toad in the hole. We had cod last night. Probably roast dinner, sort of chicken for Sunday. We normally do try and do a roast dinner. There'd probably be a few nights in the week that I'd probably try and do something quite simple. Like, I don't know, the odd fish finger, you know? The odd beans on toast comes out now and again. But that's probably more for Elliot than for Tom.
Yeah. So, but you were saying earlier that you wouldn't necessarily go, if even with the doom and the gloom, you wouldn't go home and radically change
everything. No. Because I know most of the stuff of what you said. You know, I know about the fish. And, yeah, you do think about it. But then it... kind of put it to the back of your mind, you know, because when you don't start hearing things and you forget things, and you kind of know that it's probably right to do the right thing, but then you forget, or you just price takes over.
I couldn't agree more. So you just go home and cook your everyday kind of meal anyway, and just think, oh well, But you personally. but actually at the bottom of your heart, you actually do want to do something about it.
Yeah, I would like to do something about it. And I recycling, I'm a real stickler for that at home. Because I personally can see the benefits, like landfill. We're going to run out of landfill sites in, 7 years' time or something? And I can really see the benefit of that. Because you can see things being made into different products, can't you?
So you can see the end result of something that's recycled.
And I think for to change people's attitudes... You know, and if it's going to cost more money, if it's going to take more time, You really need to see a benefit to yourself.
So, say for example, if I was talking to you and I said about herbs and spices, do you buy your herbs and for example?
I buy some of them, yes, and I have some in the garden.
So if I were to, say for example, show you how you could save air miles, money and time by picking and growing your own herbs and how you would use those herbs in recipes, would that be something that would interest
you? Yeah, it would. Yeah. I mean, because I grow rosemary, I've got mint, thyme, that type of thing.
So would you like to use those herbs more?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. That's given me a really good sort of premise. It's pretty much as I suspected, which is in everyone's heart.
They're going to do something, but actually, when it comes to crunch time and they're working or they've got a family to feed, you know, will they actually put that extra time and effort in? Would they actually do it? You know, they may buy the cookbook. Would they cook from it? Because I've got loads of cookbooks, but I'm not a real great cook, and I don't really enjoy cooking that much. I basically do it to put, and don't get me wrong, I think I'm okay cook, but I'm not a foodie. I like my food and I like going out for meals.
I don't think that what I've got planned is necessarily a book for foodies. I think I'm actually writing a book for people who are not foodies, who've just got to put food on the table.
Yeah.
I think there are enough gourmet books out there. I'm more up for the kind of person that you know, the sort of person that you are, which is actually, an everyday person who's got to live an everyday life.
There's some people who would really go out of their way to be green or greener. But and I would do it. If someone said to me, educated me, and, you know, like recycling, you know, everyone knows the benefits of recycling. Tom, my husband, knows the benefits of recycling, but he doesn't do it. He can't be bothered to do it. So I've taken it on myself to do it because I believe in it. And once you believe in something, and you see the benefits of it, and you know the benefits, you would do it.
That's brilliant.
But, you know, there is a big but. I think there's a lot of people that say they're going to do things and they don't actually do it.
It's got to be easy, hasn't it?
It's got to be easy. Mm.